Probably.
Okay, now we're recording, y'all. Just let you know.
Okay.
Three, record. Wow, on this one. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm
I'm
Dr.
Dr.
Roger
Roger
Paul,
Paul.
and I'm getting feedback here from something.
Diane, what?
What? Mute. I'm muted. Oh. Saying, who am I
duh.
hearing myself at?
Thank you.
Okay, so who am I? Where am I? What's my name? Hi, everyone. I'm stupid. And this is Stupid Junior. No, actually, this is
Stupid's wife.
Stupid's Wife. Tonight, we're going to continue our study. Try not to be stupid. But we're going to continue our study on paper 56, the universal unity, and we're on section 4, personality unification. That's on page 639 of the original book, or paper 56.4 in all the rest of them. So let's get started. Excuse me for tonight. Let me see if I can widen this, get everybody's picture a little bit bigger here. It's a little bit better. Okay, here we go. Diane, you want to start out?
Okay. I can just see your picture, that's all. I can just see you.
Let me just see.
I don't know. And there's what I can't read that because it's teeny tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny. What button did I push that I
I
wasn't supposed
don't
to? Okay.
know.
I'm not doing well today.
There you go.
All right. Let's try this one. Okay. Pretty good, I guess. Okay. Four, personality unification. The Universal Father is a divinely unified personality. Hence, will all his ascendant children who are carried to paradise by the rebound momentum of the thought adjusters who went forth from paradise to indwell material mortals in obedience to the Father's mandate, likewise be fully unified personalities ere they reach Havana.
Okay, let me kind of explain this paragraph. First, it talks about the Universal Father being a divinely unified personality. In other words, he's unified not only with all other personalities in all the seven super universes, but he's also personality unified with the Trinity, which have three separate personalities. Okay, but that the Father's personalities is unified with all his creation or all his children is because of the thought adjusters. And notice here it says the rebound momentum. We've talked about this before, how anything that comes from the Father always returns to the Father, right? So because we have thought adjusters, and eventually when we get to the mansion world, we'll fuse with those thought adjusters, automatically we will know how to get back to the Universal Father because the thought adjuster will always return to the Universal Father. And that's because of this obedience mandate. Does anybody know what that obedience mandate is? Y'all probably know
To
this.
become perfect.
Be perfect, even as I am perfect, right? And as you strive for that perfection, that prepares you to go on your ascension plan. Okay. And that's why, as personalities, by the time you reach Havana in paradise, you are well on your way back to perfection, right? So that's how we become perfect.
Can I
Even
ask
to,
you
yes, go right
Roger?
ahead. Yes, please.
That was a very tough paragraph, but does that also apply to the Supreme Being?
Well, yes,
Will he
but
get a personality and
the Supreme Being already has a perfect personality.
even though
Okay.
he's evolving?
Even though he's evolving, because the Supreme Being was originated in paradise before even the seven super universes. So being a paradise creature, a paradise creation
Oh,
by God the Father,
you're right.
He was
Yeah.
created perfect, right? Now, the
You are
difference
right,
with
but personality never changes, right?
it doesn't change. That's right. It
It
grows,
doesn't,
but
so that's why, yeah, it doesn't
yeah,
change.
that's right.
But of course, everything returns back to the father. And they talk here about unifying personality. Likewise, be fully unified personalities. Is there, oh no, air reach Havona before they reach Havona?
Yes,
Before.
but before we reach Havona, they really expect us to reach a certain epitome of perfection. Okay?
Okay.
That's why we have so much training in all these Mirage worlds, and why there's so much training around the local universe capitals, and then there's even more training around Uversa, the super universe capitals. So the reason you're going through this all this training is so you get closer and closer and closer to reaching perfection, because when you fuse with the adjuster's already perfect, right? So what we're trying to attain is the melding of our personality with the adjuster to the point where our perfection matches the adjuster. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Okay, so before we reach Havona, and we have more training on Havona, but they really expect us to be close to perfection before we reach Havona, because when we reach Havona, we have lots of other lessons that are just as important. We le have to learn to recognize Absonite beings. We have all these other things. And the other thing I want to mention about this too is talking about the Supreme, is the only way that God the Father can become experiential, okay, is through the Supreme. Okay, does that make sense? Because of the perfection of God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, they're already perfected beings, but they are not experiential beings. In other words, they don't gain experience on their own, because they already know everything that's going to happen, everything that will happen, everything that has happened. So their perfection of knowledge extends through all these experiential things already. Okay, so God the Father created a God, if you would, in the Supreme, that will be in over all the experiential beings of all seven super universes and eventually outer space levels. But he's created a God that will not only be a God, a sovereign of all seven super universes, but he can relate to all seven super universes through the experience of the children. And that's why the Supreme Being is collecting all this experience, because he will personally have the experience of every creature throughout all eternity. That makes
And
sense?
there isn't such a God as of now.
Pardon me?
There is no God like that.
No, not right now.
No.
Right? Okay. Rodney.
Oh, wouldn't it be better to say that the Father eventuated the Supreme
Yes. Eventuated the Supreme,
instead
because
of
he's a
creating.
paradise being, right? They're
Right.
not created.
Yeah.
They're all eventuated. Even the paradise citizens weren't created, right? They were
Correct.
eventuated. Now, it's interesting too, because from what they tell us in the book, all the outer space levels, the beings of the other space level, will be eventuated beings also, right? Why is that? Because they're going to be absonite beings. And absonite beings are not created. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So we know they will be eventuated. Now, that's going to be an interesting thing if the creator sons are involved. And we know that there's already a absonite planet for every local universe in the seven super universes, but they don't tell us a lot about them. So I guess the practice of the local universe mother spirit and the creator sun for creating absentite beings is those one planets for each of the seven, each of the local universes for the seven super universes. Makes sense? So they practice in the finite realm they're in right now, but that practice will pour into the outer space levels because that will be the main source of beings in the outer space levels is the absentite, not the finite. Right? So all makes pretty much sense once you start to understand how the parts come together, right? It's if you think about it, life. Universal life is like a puzzle, is it not?
Correct.
It really is. We can't see the whole picture because we don't have all the parts of the puzzle yet. Okay, so when we know all the parts of the puzzle, we'll be able to visualize the picture. We'll see the plan. Okay,
And
so.
you know, also, Roger, sometimes you've got the parts, they're right there,
Yeah. And you don't
but
see how
you
they fit
don't know where
together.
you can put where it fits in now.
Right.
You've got it somewhere in your hand, but you can't place it.
That's right. That's right. You know it's there, but you don't know how it fits, where it goes, or anything else. And that's the whole point. You know, it's really funny. I was getting ready for tonight's video, studying a little bit, and I was going through some YouTube things, and I saw this YouTube video on it said, you know, I've been saying this for years, ever since we've been teaching this book, that Einstein was wrong. Okay. So I saw this video. It said Einstein was wrong. We have proven this because of the Hubble Space Telescope. Okay. And it's funny that I've been saying this for what, 15 years now. And I get responses some back online, you know, what do you mean Einstein was wrong? You know, they tell us he was wrong in the book, you know, that his theory was a good theory and parts of it is right, but not the whole thing.
Well, he was
So
mistaken.
he was mistaken, just like I was mistaken about the, you know, I was talking last week about the animals, right? When I was talking about the animals. He made a statement on the information based on what he physically knew, right? And I was doing the same thing, right? But when I had the epiphany I had last week about the animals, that didn't hold true to me any longer, right? And that's the way our learning experience is going to be all the way up to the mansion, through the mansion worlds, all the way up to Havona, because as we enlighten ourselves, our scope will get larger, and some of the things that we believed will have to fall away because they don't fit in the puzzle anymore. You know? So as we grow, we will be enlightening ourselves more and more, hopefully, if we're smart.
What do you say about the animals?
Oh, you weren't here last week, were you, Gary? I was saying that I believe, you know, for years, you know, I remember reading in Jesus's, y'all don't mind if I repeat this again, do you?
I don't mind.
No.
Not at
Okay.
all. No,
Okay.
I
Did somebody say I mind?
No, I said I
Oh,
don't.
don't mind? Okay. In studying the life of Christ, you know, when Jesus was playing with the dog out in front of the house, and he was trying to explain how the dog did not have a soul. Okay. And
Explain to Canad.
to Kenneth, that's right. And he also explained to him that he did not have personality. You remember when we discussed this back when we were studying the life of Christ about 11 years ago? He also said that the dog does not have, the animals do not have personality. Okay. And everybody wanted to argue with me over the fact that the animals don't have personality, but they don't. And I'm going to explain why they don't have personality. The dogs and the animals do not have souls because they never receive a thought adjuster, do they? Think
Correct.
about it this way. If you have a soul, you as a being, as a finite being, you have to eventually get a thought adjuster to go on, don't you? Because that thought adjuster adds to your soul, and that soul eventually becomes who you are when you're awakened on the mansion world. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So what are the animals? That's the big question. And I got to think about it, and I saw this thing about from Christian, really. And he said he thought that the animals were perfect creatures, and he was right. Animals are created perfect creatures. And why is that? Because they don't have a soul. They never make a right or wrong decision. They don't ever decide between good and evil, do they?
They can't
Because
sin.
they can't sin. There's no sin. Since there's no sin, there's no redemption, and there's no need for forgiveness, is there?
Right.
None. So if animals are not like human beings, what else do they not need? They do not need personality, because personality is a gift from God, which lets us be individuals and create as individuals to go on. Okay. Well, the animals, if they're spirit, if they're pure spirit and they're created perfect, they live and die. What do they live within? The creative mother spirit and the infinite spirit. And it
Or
states over and over in the book that that which is created is never wasted, doesn't it? Right? In the universe. So if the animals are created as spirits, when they pass on, what happens? They probably go on as animals all over again, either in the mansion worlds or another world or whatever. But it does state to us about the mansion worlds that when we get to the mansion world, the animals are what? All perfect. Are they not? They're all friendly. You can all communicate with them. But wait a minute. Animals don't have personalities, do they? Why don't they have personalities? Because they're part of the spirit hierarchy of the universe. They have the first five adjutants, so they're within the mind spirit. The five adjutant mind spirits, are they not? So they're part of the cosmic mind. So of course, when they if they were awakened on the mansion world, and we got to the mansion world, what would happen? They would recognize us, and we would recognize them. Does that make sense? Everybody still with me? Okay. So think of it this way. When you get to the mansion worlds, you may be able to interact with every single pet that you ever had that you had a love-based relationship with.
Spiritual
A
relationship.
spiritual relationship. Because of why? Because they're spiritual creatures. They're not mortal creatures.
You're going to have a hell of a time with that cat sanctuary.
Amen.
Well,
We're going to be in heaven.
I
I've told Diane, I hope my mansion world's as big as it is down here, because I'm going to have problems. I won't have anywhere to sleep. Okay. So that's my experience. That's my explanation about animals, because I've been teaching for, oh, 15 years that animals did not go on at all.
That's what I
Right?
under, yeah.
Did you have a question, Gary?
No, that's what I understood. I would agree with you.
Yeah, I would have thought the animals didn't go on at all, but when you think about it, that is not a correct statement. So what I've been teaching has been an error. And that's what I was told Jane last week, and she said, "Well, no, you were teaching from what you knew, and as I become more enlightened, I'm going to teach in a different way because I understand it differently, right?" And that's what I was just talking about, even from teaching
And
these classes.
I'm glad to hear that because I think a lot of other people will be glad
to know that as well.
Yeah. I think
Absolutely.
that I truly believe that's true. It was funny that Jesus took the time to explain the kened that he did, that the animal did not have a soul or personality, because the personality comes through the personality circuit of God the Father. So that would make sense that if they are in the mind circuit, what they develop is normal responses through the mind circuit, reactions of things that happen to them, correct? Let me give you the example. If you abuse a animal, okay, that animal never forgets that abuse. And this is real important, because that animal, because of the abuse, becomes fearful of you. Okay.
People
Yeah.
and other
Fearful of
people.
people altogether, right?
Yeah.
But if that animal is always raised in a loving, understanding relationship, just like you should with all people, if they're in that same rate of loving relationship, that animal will attach itself to you and it will be loyal to you for the rest of its life. Okay? That's why dogs are such great creatures. If you have a dog and they ever, decide they love you, they will be faithful for you forever, long as you're alive, right? Same way with cats. People think cats are standoff. They're not. I can tell you. If a cat attaches you itself to you, it will love you. It will always come back to you. They're more aloof than dogs are, but they're a different type of creature than a dog is. Okay? A lot more independent. Okay, so I spent a whole half hour
Thanks for
on one paragraph. So let's
You
go on.
clarified it.
But I did clarify it, right? Okay, did we talk about the second paragraph? No, we didn't, I don't think. Okay, Gary, I guess you don't want to read, do you?
I'm being liberated.
No, okay. Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. Hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I can read. I just had some interference.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Personality inherently reaches out to unify all constituent realities. The infinite personality of the first source and center, the universal father, unifies all seven
Constituent absolutes.
constituent absolutes of infinity, and the personality of mortal man, being an exclusive and direct bestowal of the universal father, likewise possesses the potential of unifying the
Constituent.
constituent, same word,
Yeah.
the constituent factors of the mortal creature. Such unifying creativity of all creature personality is a birthmark of its high and exclusive source, and is further evidential of its unbroken contact with the same source through the personality circuit, by means of which the personality of the creature maintains direct and sustaining contact with the father of all personalities on paradise.
Okay, so through the personality circuit, the universal father maintains contact with every single personality of all seven super universes and all the absolutes, even though the unqualified absolute we know does not have a personality, does it? Right?
Correct.
Okay, so you can think of the unqualified absolute just like you do paradise. It doesn't have a personality, does it? Okay. Now, what do you think that all the animals in the world are? They're just exactly like that. They are creatures, but they're uncircuited through the spiritual circuit of the local universe mother spirit, so they don't have a personality either. Okay? That's how this all, you see how this all comes together when you understand the parts, right? You know, when you first hear something like that, you say, that can't be true, right? I mean, that's the first reaction. So, what they're telling us here is that the first source and center, or the universe or father, unifies all the absolute's personalities, all the pieces into one personality, just like he does all the personalities of all mortal men under the umbrella of the personality circuit of the universal father. So even though we're all separate beings with separate personalities, we're still under the umbrella of the cosmic mind, and we're still all connected through the personality circuit. Okay? You ever run into somebody in life and you start to talk to them and you feel like, I know this person from somewhere. Have you ever had that feeling?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it
Yes.
makes you wonder, is that part of the personality circuit that gives us this familiarity with each and every person? And some of them, when you meet, that happens more fluently than it does with others, doesn't it? Because those personalities more akin to you than others. Make sense? Okay. So now we're all geniuses, okay? Right? I wish. Okay, here we go. Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. Notwithstanding that God is manifest from the domains of the sevenfold up through supremacy and ultimacy to God the Absolute, the personality circuit centering on paradise and in the person of God the Father provides for the complete and perfect unification of all these diverse expressions of divine personality, so far as concerns all creature personalities on all levels of intelligent existence and in all the realms of the perfect, perfected, and perfecting universes.
Okay, notice here this starts out this paragraph that it says that God is manifest through the sevenfold, through the supremacy, ultimacy, and God the absolute. So that means to us that the personality circuit of God the Father will not only go out through the seven super universes, but the same personality circuit will be the same for all the outer space levels, for every single
Correct.
creature. Right? Because they'll all be plugged in to the seven or to the personality circuit of God the Father, because all seven of the ultimates or the absolutes are plugged in to the personality circuit of the Father. Now, you're going to say, right, wait a minute, Roger, you just told us the unqualified in paradise doesn't have personality, right? But they are still plugged in to the personality circuit through what?
The infinite spirit.
Well, the infinite spirit, but they're
So, God,
also, huh?
the universal absolute.
The unit, you got it,
Oh,
Jane. You see how all these things.
I was reading that this morning. It's strange that I remember.
Yes. Yeah, so you plugged it right in there, didn't you? So the universal absolute gives the unqualified absolute what it needs as far as personality goes, right? And it works the same way with the infinite spirit in paradise. Think
That's
of
what
that.
I thought.
Yeah, the infinite spirit, because all the physical circuits of paradise go out through the infinite spirit. That means the infinite spirit is the personality plug-in for paradise, right? So Everything is covered. Okay. All right. And notice here it says in the realms of the perfect, perfected, and perfect, perfected, and perfecting universes. So that includes all of us from the very bottom all the way up to the very top. All right. All right. Pam, would you take the next one, please?
I cannot see the screen. I don't know
Oh,
what to
okay.
click on.
Oh, okay.
It's not share participants. I'm just.
No, there is there. Depends on what kind of computer on. Do you have a little
Well,
box?
I
Do
have
you
the
have a?
usual one. Let me see, video camera off.
No, is there a little box where you see everybody's picture on it? There's a little box.
Well,
There's a
yeah.
plus and a minus on that. If you hit the minus one, that will bring it should bring up the text.
Okay, let me see. I'll go here. Plus and minus. Okay, I'm going to go to view.
Okay.
View. And it says speaker gallery, multi-speaker, sort gallery by, change theme. No.
No, it's not that at
I
all.
never had this issue before.
Yeah, are you on an Apple or a
No, I'm on my
no, it's a
usual Acer
okay.
laptop.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it online then, because I should have it here. Of course, this is a selfie non. Well, I
Yeah,
do
I've
not see it
never
either.
just had pictures. I've always had the screen, and in the
Right.
beginning, that's what I had.
Let me look under more here. Okay. Do you have a menu at the bottom or the top of your screen? It says it's got a little more thing there. It says more.
Yes.
Click on that and try to set the reset to default. See if
Okay,
that'll.
that sounds good. Should, right?
Let's hope.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Whiteboard, notes, docs, captions, record.
Well, that is really weird that that does not show
Yeah, in
up.
the beginning, that was when I first started, I did see the screen, and I've never had just pictures.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you go on with other people, and I will click off and come back.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Jane, would you take the next one then?
Okay. While God is two and in universes, all that we have portrayed. Nevertheless, to you and to all other God-knowing creatures, he is one, your father and their father. To personality, God cannot be plural. God is father to each of his creatures, and it is literally impossible for any child to have more than one father.
Okay, now they're talking about spiritual father. They're not talking about earthly father because we know that we have seven levels of fathers as we go up through the universe, right? We have our physical father and we have our local universe father, or well, actually we have our planetary father, which is pro it was supposed to be the planetary prince, and then we have the creator son father and the ancients of days father. And then we also have the seven master spirits, fathers, and then at last, God the Father. And what they're talking about here is that God the Father, God, the personality of God the Father, is the one that cannot be plural. Okay, there can only be one God. Okay, so which is the Father. Did you get your screen back,
I
Pam?
did, yes.
Good, good. Somehow, sometimes it's the simple things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is what they're talking about here, is that God the Father is not only God the Father to all the beings, all the finite beings, but he's God the Father to all creatures and all beings, including all the spiritual fathers we would consider anyway. All right, so let's go on to the next one. Let's let Pam take this one.
Okay. Philosophically, cosmically, and with reference to differential levels and locations of manifestation, you may and perforce must conceive of the functioning of plural deities and postulate the existence of plural trinities. But in the worship experience of the personal contact of every worshiping personality throughout the Master Universe, God is one. And that unified and personal deity is one, is our paradise parent, God the Father, the bestower, conservator, and father of all personalities from mortal man on the inhabited worlds to the eternal sun on the central Isle of Light.
So that's why they teach us that God the Father is the first source and center. He's the first source of all fathers, all centers, all everything. And without him, there would be nothing. Okay, so, and that includes all the trinities, all the deities, everything that we've learned. We always come back to one paradise father, which is God the Father himself. Okay. Well, that Roger down in the corner down here, he's just dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can't get him to read or anything. Okay, let's see. Diane, would you take?
Five, deity unity. The oneness, the individuality of paradise deity is indivisible. What did I say?
Existential.
The oneness, the indivisible, I can't say it. Okay.
Indivisibility.
Indivisibility a paradise deity, I believe that one is existential and absolute. There are three eternal personalizations of deity: the universal Father, the eternal Son, and the infinite Spirit. But in the paradise Trinity, they are actually one deity, undivided and indivisible.
Okay, I'm going to confuse you again here.
No problem.
First, they tell us that there's a oneness, an individual indivisibility of the paradise deity, and it is ex existential. What is that? Existential. Always has been, always will be. Knows everything from beginning to end. There's nothing it doesn't know. And absolute, so it goes on regardless what else new comes up or anything else, right? There are three eternal personalizations of deity, right? And that's the Father, Son, and the Spirit. But the problem is this: each one of the personalizations, and that's why they use the word personalizations. Of deity, the three personalizations of deity have separate what? Personalities, right? They're each individual personalities, okay? But when they came together as the Trinity, the Paradise Trinity, they became, it says in actuality, and it's emphasized there, right? One deity, undivided and individual, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. When they came together, they will never, ever, throughout all eternity, ever act apart without the consent, knowledge, and everything you could think of the other two. Okay?
Never happened.
He, yeah, never happened. They're always they were always personal beings, but they act together as the Trinity, as one deity always. Now they have separate functions, just like the Infinite Spirit has can bestow personality on her creative beings, all the way from the highest angel down to the very lowest Sanabim or Cherubim. And she gives personality, or he gives personality to each and every one of those. But they do that within the purview of the actual one deity, which is what? The Trinity.
Roger,
Yeah.
although it is actually one deity, it's one
deity with three personalities.
That's right. That's exactly right. Just the same as wish, just like the other five absolutes, each have their own personality, don't they? Okay. Even though they act together as the absolutes as one, okay, under the Paradise Trinity, which is confusing. That's why I said I was going to get ready to confuse you. But they act as one, but live as separate beings also. Okay. Let's see. Gary, you want to try another one?
If it's easy,
It's a long.
It's long.
Okay. From the original paradise, Havana level of
Existential. Yeah.
existential reality, two sub-absolute levels have differentiated, and thereon have the Father, Son, and Spirit engaged in the creation of numerous personal associates and subordinates. Wow. And while it is inappropriate in this connection to undertake the consideration of absolute deity unification on transcendental levels of ultimacy, it is feasible to look at some features of the unifying function of the various deity personalities. Excuse me.
Personalizations,
That's
yes.
good. Thank you. He did very well.
Thank you.
In whom deity is functionally manifest to the diverse sectors of creation and to the different orders of intelligent beings.
Okay. What in the very first sentence, can anybody tell me what the two sub-absolute levels that have di differentiated? You think about this, it was on the top of your head. That would be the creator sons and the creative daughters, would it not? Right? Because the original paradise Havana level is existential, always has been, always will be. All reality in Havana is existential. But they differentiated two levels. Where the Father and the Son and the Spirit can act in a creation of what? Personal associates and subordinates. Okay, so as a dual deity, they can create what? The sons, right? With God the Father and God the Son, they create all the creator sons. Make sense?
Infinite spirit.
With the infinite spirit and the son, they create what? All the support personnel, right? All the angelic core, everything else. And when they all three act together, what do they create? They create all of the Trinity sons. Okay. So they create dual level beings or two absolute levels. That would be what? The beings of the infinite spirit and the eternal son, and the beings of God the Father and the eternal son, they both of those created dual origin beings, didn't they? And the dual origin beings create all sub levels of creation, and it's but he refuses to discuss what in this paragraph? The transcendental levels or the absonite levels, because they are totally different from the finite beings. You see that? The transcendental levels are those that come from Havana and those who come from the outer space levels, which there are no beings in the outer space levels yet, is there? But there are absonite beings that have been created by the local universe mother spirit and the creator son, one world for every of the 700,000 of the local universe, local universes, right? All right. But they don't tell us a lot about those, right? And that's all I got to say about that. That's enough, I think. Okay. Any questions about that paragraph? No
would like a personal tutorial tomorrow.
problem. Always
Good one.
available.
Good one.
I have to watch that, Pam, because if I'm not careful, people start sending me funky pictures on my
Yeah.
cell phone. You know?
Oh Lord.
That happened just today, actually.
Oh Lord.
Somebody called me and said, "Who is at this number? I have you in my thing." And I thought, "Mom, this sounds like a scam to me."
Yeah.
So I texted them back and I said, "Who are you?" And when I did, they sent me a, and I immediately sent them a respond, "Do not send me anything else ever, you know." But it was a picture of a girl. So, you know, you
Yeah.
just never know. You know, you have to be careful who you give what information to,
I
right?
was just reading The Economist, and they were talking about all the scams that are
Oh.
so incredibly big, and how so many banks and whatnot are going under because they think they can invest money and get, broaden their horizons. And it was
Yeah.
amazing. They take you under their wing and they make you trust them, and then they say, oh, and you can do this now, and that's
Yeah.
amazing. So.
Yeah. There's so many scams. I'm not kidding. I get 100 emails every day because
Really?
my email is out there all the time on Facebook and
How
different
did
places. And I get 100
you?
emails every day of scams, every single day. And I get them on the phone too, in the text and just phone calls
Yeah.
and everything else. But it's gotten so bad that you cannot live a private life any longer, you know?
No, no.
And the worst part of it is elderly people and your parents. I guess I am an elderly person.
Yeah, you're talking about your mother.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
your
my
mother.
mother,
Yeah.
you know, she they had to, I mean, at least two or three times a year they have to shut down her bank card because people will call with scams like, "This is the power company. We need to send you a refund. Give me your number," and all, you know. And no matter how you explain this to elderly people, if they're caught off guard, they'll just give their numbers out to everything, you know.
Yeah.
So you just have to be, you have to be really
Was
careful. Yeah.
vigilant, vigilant, yeah.
One of the
Oh.
smartest things we ever did in my family was not buy my mother a computer.
Yes. I did the same thing. You know, I'm not that smart, Gary. I gave my mother a computer for about 2 days, and I realized if I leave this over here, I will never be able to sleep again. Yeah. You know, so I had to go take it back. All right. Let's see here. Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. The present functioning of divinity in the super universes is actively manifest in the operations of the supreme creators, the local universe creator sons and spirits, the super universe ancients of days, and the seven master spirits of paradise. These beings constitute the first three levels of God the Sevenfold, leading inward to the Universal Father. And this entire domain of God the Sevenfold is coordinating on the first level of experiential deity in the evolving supreme being.
Okay, so you can see how the divinity is already active and working on the first three levels, which would be the creator sons and the local universe mother spirits, the ancients of days, and the seven master spirits. That's the very bottom three on that list of the sevenfold. The top three is what? God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, and the middle one is what? The supreme. Okay, so you can see how this connection all works together, all leading to the Universal Father as the first level of experiential deity through the evolving supreme being. So By the experience going into the Supreme Being, God the Father is able to experience firsthand every single experience in the whole universe of universes, all seven of them. It's a lot, right? You're a better man than I am because I couldn't keep it straight. Okay. Jane, would you take the next one?
From paradise and the central universe, deity unity is a fact of existence. Throughout the evolving universes of time and space, deity unity is an achievement.
Okay, so that it doesn't just come automatically, does it? It has to be experienced or achieved through the Creator Sons and the experience of all the children of God. Okay, so it doesn't just happen. I think, let me take a look at something here. Hi, sweetie, how you doing? No, it's a long section. Let's stop there because I don't want to get in the middle of a section and stop tonight. So we will be on section six next time. Unification of evolutionary deity. Let me see what we got left here. We will probably take two more times to finish this out, I would say. Okay, so we'll probably do this Tuesday and Thursday and next week too. And then after that, the following week, we'll take on the life of Christ. And I did notice today I got an email from the fellowship that they are starting classes in their university in the life of Christ if anyone's interested in going and taking their classes. So
Wow.
I think they're going to run like a five or six in the evenings every evening or something like that. I don't know. So anyway, we'll be doing something different. We'll be at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursday, probably after next week. So, any questions, problems? You want to curse at me? No? Okay, well, let me switch the shares out and we will say our prayer for tonight. Okay, well, I'll move my everybody over here. All right. Here we go. Let's see who hadn't read our prayer of acceptance in a while. In a while. Gary, let's let you read
Oh, son of
it.
a Okay. Prayer of acceptance. I believe that God is my paradise father and that only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. But by this same faith, I became a child of God and know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. We know the Son of God, the sovereign of our universe of Nebanon, as Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth, amen.
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 I
Amen.
will, I
Amen.
will, I will. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone at home, for joining us tonight. Please come see us again, everyone on Facebook and Vimeo and YouTube. What else are we on? Everything else. Anyone that just listens. Okay, so we will plan on meeting Thursday and we'll take it up on section six of this paper on Thursday. And until then, y'all have a blessed life, a
Oh.
wonderful life.
It is Thursday.
Thank you, Roger.
Thursday. It is
Yes, it's
Thursday.
Thursday.
I can't keep
Yes,
my
Tuesday.
days straight. You
It's
know, that's
Tuesday,
what
right?
happens when you retire, right? You can't keep the track of the days anymore. It'll be Tuesday, y'all.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all
I
have a
love you
good
guys. Have a weekend.
Gary, you
Thank you.
take care of yourself,
Yes,
man.
Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Thank
Bye,
you for
Gary.
prayers.
You
I
know?
shall.
Yep. My wife's looking after me, trust me. Okay.
That's
Good.
wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. I love you guys, and we will see you Tuesday then. Okay?
Thank
All
you.
right. Thank
Yeah.
you
Bye now.
all. Good night, everybody.
Bye
Good
bye.
night.
Good night.
Good night.